OMG, it's too late and we're co-hosts with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong has pioneered a therapy called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. By cure, we are saying that the NBE method can eliminate pain, fatigue, depression, and eradicate a myriad of disorders such as asthma, allergies, sinus problems, bowel problems, emotional problems, drug withdrawal symptoms, and infections without the use of drugs, surgery, or the need for endless therapy of any kind, including the NBE method itself. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. We have been proving this claim with remarkable cases. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a degenerative disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only treat symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Tong's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Listen to our show to discover how Dr. Tong cures diseases that were previously thought incurable. Stay tuned for our remarkable cases this week. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. All right, Dr. Tong, we have a caller. Should we just
get ready for her? Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Doris.
My name is Doris, and I am very impressed with your radio show. I heard it a little ways back, and I never called in. I'm not in the habit of calling in, but I was so impressed with the information.
Thank you.
I needed to be in touch with you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Yes.
Two things. My husband has a kidney situation where he might even be a candidate for a transplant. Is there any way that these organs are regenerated in some way?
Yes, absolutely. Do not take a transplant. In fact, later on we'll talk about stem cell transplant. You don't put a Chevrolet part in a Mercedes Benz. Mm-hmm. Whenever you transplant an organ, you get host versus graft or rejection. Mm-hmm. Your body rejects a foreign organ. That means nature is telling you something is not right, what you're doing is not right. So in order to suppress this natural reaction, we use toxic chemotherapy. And chemotherapy are the most toxic drugs. A healthy person doesn't need it, a sick person needs it much less. You go to my website, I have treated so many patients with who are on dialysis, who are candidate. Few months ago, we had a patient that was a candidate for liver transplant.
Right.
He doesn't need it now. He's 100% sure he doesn't need it now after my first treatment.
Huh.
The reason why your husband had problem with the kidney is because the life of the kidney was not there. The reason for any disorder in any part of this physical world, whether it's a human, whether it's a family, or business, or community, is because the supervisor or the mind, the CEO, is not on top of the job. If the know-how, the supervisor, is on top of the job, any mistake, any problem are being corrected. So anytime something goes wrong for a long-term period, it's because the mind is not on top of the body. Conventional doctor does not understand what the mind is. I'll comment on it a lot more because the mind means life. All the embryos that they're killing are all living humans. And the other atrocity we're doing and trying to get federal funding for stem cell research are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband does not need a transplant. I can assure you 99% he will feel better after my first treatment.
Is it just one kidney that's wrong, or both of them? Or
both of them.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
His creatinine is up to 4.8 or something like that.
Do not have a transplant. Give me at least a few treatments. I can almost tell you after the first treatment. In fact, go to my website. You'll see much of my failure had to do with the patient's inability to afford the payment. In the beginning, I do it for free, but after a while, I realized that I cannot turn the situation, the sick situation around by keep doing one by one, one by one. The public had to realize that we have a sick system. We're spending billions and billions of dollars doing bone marrow transplant. Remember, Dennis, okay, he spent $400,000 in 1 month doing bone marrow transplant, which didn't help him. How do you spend $400,000? What kind of procedure you do to use up $400,000 in 1 month, and which didn't help the patient?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. May I ask you another important question?
Sure.
Okay. We have a dear friend, the wife of our minister at church,
yes,
who has been diagnosed with progressive supranuclear palsy.
Very stupid, all this stupid term. Let me just give you the greatest fallacy, and the listener outside, listen to this very carefully. You go to a doctor. You tell them a whole bunch, you tell him or her a bunch of symptoms. Your joint pain, you're depressed, you're nauseated, or something like this, okay? After a whole bunch of tests and evaluation, he or she will come back and tell you exactly the same thing that you have told them,
mm-hmm,
in a medical term,
mm-hmm,
and charge you a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, they say you have joint pain, your joint is swollen, and you know you cannot walk. So he did x-ray, MRI, and a whole bunch of evaluation. He said, come back, you have degenerative arthritis. That is just a medical term for what you have told them. And they charge a whole bunch of money.
Sometimes they make
it. You guys don't be a dummy, okay?
Uh-huh.
You want to find out, number one, why you have this condition, not what you have. You already know what you have. You already know all the discomfort, okay? Do not accept anything shorter than what the cause. What are you doing wrong in your life that are causing the problem? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, even more important, listen to this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What can they do to fix you so that you don't have to take drugs forever?
Mm-hmm.
So that they can restore your function, get you back on your own feet without endless interference from the outside, get your system working by itself, restore your health.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it. Because your system does not use drugs. You cannot put kerosene in the car and expect the car to perform better. You cannot use a wrong part in the computer and expect the computer to get better. So you cannot put drugs in the body.
Doris, what does your friend's physician offer to help her with this condition that she has?
I think right now she's on medication.
Mm-hmm.
Her symptoms are the degenerative neurological disorder.
Mm.
And characterized by loss of balance, she's losing her eyes, her eyelids close on her.
Mm.
She's losing all of her speech capabilities.
Yes, let me tell you, okay, let me cut it short and save you some time.
Yeah.
Her problem is not caused by the fact that she's lacking those drugs.
Right.
Okay, her problem is not caused by the deficiency of the drug in her system.
Mm-hmm.
She had never need those drugs in the first place. So her degeneration is not a result of not having enough drugs. A normal person, a healthy person, can sustain health without drugs. So lacking a drug is not the reason that her condition degenerates.
Well, what would be your treatment of this situation?
I'll tell you what caused her problem. Okay. What caused her problem is that life, the mind, not on top of the body. Due to things you do wrong in life, number one, too much stress.
Too much stress?
Too much stress, because we live in a very high-paced society. Everybody's going out like a red race, okay? Number two, the food you're eating is not right. Okay, you put the wrong fuel. Let's say you put kerosene in your car. Your car never runs too good. All the food are processed, have pesticides, no additive and preservative and stuff like this. You're putting all the toxins in. And the most toxic of all toxins are the drugs that the doctor is giving to her. Okay, so diet, toxin, and stress are the three biggest cause. And all the modern scientific things that have improved our physical conveniences, like cellular phone, nuclear plant, and stuff like that, ruined the electromagnetic part of the world, which affect our mind.
Uh-huh.
So our mind not getting in the body, That is 536.
Okay, now if she came in to see you, what would be the first thing you would do?
I'll connect the mind back to her body. That's what I do to each person. I find out where, okay? Imagine, I tell you exactly what a human is. A human is an invisible, spiritual, mental being. The invisible part is typing on an invisible keyboard. The connection of the keyboard are the meridian systems. But the connection are loose. So the real entity that try to control the physical, mechanical part of the body is not getting through. Management is not getting through the labor. That's why the mechanical part acts erratically, okay? So connecting it, you'll do it much better. Mm-hmm. Really, okay? I cannot make any guarantees, mm-hmm. but 92% of my people get better the first time, and almost everybody have your kind of history.
And he doesn't use drugs.
And I don't use any drugs. Not really.
No.
Is it
hypnosis?
No. Basically, it's the same principle as acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And however, I connect the mind much better, opening the channel much better, injecting a little Novocaine on the energy point of the block. And I'll be glad to explain that a little more. When ask your friend to call me, ask your husband, you both call me during the weekend, during the weekdays, and I'll spend more time explaining why
mm-hmm.
that connection is better, and then we use herbs, homeopathic, to balance the body.
Right.
There are two things most important. One is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The second thing is balance.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is what most alternative doctors do not explain. That's why you may not even get results from natural doctors. I can help both your husband and your friend.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tung.
Yes.
Appreciate the time you've taken with me.
Thank you.
And Doris.
And we'll get back to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. That was a caller, Doris, who was talking about her husband, who is a candidate for a kidney transplant, and her friend was diagnosed with progressive supranuclear palsy. Wow, no heard
wow.
that one.
That does not scare me, okay? I don't let stuff like that scare me. It means nothing to me.
Call us for an appointment, 714-556-8664. You know, another thing is I read in the magazine that Steven Spielberg actually got one of his kidneys removed.
Yes.
So, Dr. Tong, if your brain is not functioning, what would you suggest? A
brain?
Remove
the brain. That's right.
Our modern medicine society.
Cerebrolobectomy. Yes.
Well, let's get to our next guest. Edith. Good morning, Edith.
Hi, Edith.
Welcome to our show.
Oh, nice to be on your show.
Yeah.
Well, before Edith gets going out, her brother-in-law was on our show 2 weeks ago, July 7th. Vladimir, who was talking about actually your mother-in-law, right, Rosa.
Right.
And now Edith's on our show. She's going to tell us about herself. Go ahead, Edith.
Okay. My name is Edith, and I live in Laguna Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm retired. I'm a mother and a grandmother. And I've been under the care of Dr. Tung for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I had about 4 treatments so far.
Tell us what were your problems before you started and what did the conventional doctor do for you?
Okay, my doctors, well, my problems are that I have high blood pressure and arrhythmia.
Mm-hmm.
I have diabetes and thyroid nodules, also neck and shoulder problems, a knee problem,
yes.
sleep apnea,
yes.
and also basal cell carcinoma, which is a type of skin cancer.
Right.
And what the doctors, the conventional doctors, did for me was giving me medication, pills, most of the time. For the diabetes, I get insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of my problems getting better, they get worse. I get very depressed.
Oh, my goodness.
You were very painful, right? Your knees were painful.
Very, very painful. I couldn't even walk on it anymore. It felt very unsteady, like I was falling over. It wouldn't hold me up.
How high were your blood pressure? And how high were your
blood pressure used to go up to 220 and more.
On medication?
On medication.
And how high was the blood sugar on insulin?
The blood sugar and insulin went up to over 200, 200, 220, 240.
On insulin?
On insulin.
Yes. And what happened to you after the first treatment?
After the first treatment, I used no more tablets, no more pills for any other illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I decreased my insulin from 44 units to 25.
And how high is your blood sugar now?
The blood sugar right now is anywhere between 120 to 140.
That's not bad. On less amount, insulin.
That's incredible.
Yes.
That means that I am restoring the function of your pancreas. Instead of taking over the job of the pancreas, like most conventional doctor, that will make your pancreas atrophy. I restore it, so you use less insulin. Our goal is to take away all the insulin and let your pancreas and the spleen work by itself.
So this is after 2 weeks of treatment.
2 weeks. Actually, I had 4 treatments.
Oh.
Yes. And how about your blood pressure now?
Yeah, how's your blood pressure?
Oh, my blood pressure is good. It is anywhere between 130 over 80, 85.
Mm-hmm.
And how much medication are you on now?
I am on no medication at all except for the insulin, the 25 units of insulin.
That means your blood pressure is being cured. Your high blood pressure is being cured.
This was like last week, Robert.
Yes.
His blood sugar also, he's also diabetic.
And Robert's blood sugar and blood pressure remain normal on no medication.
109, 108.
And I want the world to hear that.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
But I don't do that, we cannot do it to everybody.
Right.
Some people take a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And some people we couldn't help.
Right.
Not every 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But most younger people like yourself can be helped.
You just age very young.
No,
yeah.
Not
your young grandmother. Yeah. Yeah.
How's your pain, Edith?
My pain in my knee is gone. The pain is gone. And
that was the most painful part, I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was my most painful part.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
because
crazy.
I concentrated on that. How about other pain?
Other pains, not as much.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much.
And how long have you suffered from this pain, the knee and stuff like this?
The knee pain is for about maybe a year and a half.
Mm.
How about the neck and shoulder and other pain?
About the same time it happened that I got the pain.
Mm.
And diabetes I had now for 7 years.
Wow.
Oh.
And
blood pressure?
The blood pressure for about 20.
Wow. 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. Now 4 or 5 treatment, 2 weeks of treatment. Now you don't need medication.
No.
So what's wrong with the world? I mean, why don't people want to know about this? I mean, don't listeners get frustrated with this, all the money that goes down the drain and billions of dollars going on research and find the solution.
It's so frustrating.
Oh, what? I mean, it's all our tax dollars. And we all sit around and let our tax dollars go down the drain. How about your arrhythmia?
The arrhythmia I still have.
You still have? Okay, I'll work on that next time.
How about your depression?
Depression is a lot better.
Mm.
Yeah, how about sleep apnea? You still have sleep apnea?
It's less.
Your husband says less, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll concentrate on that next time when I see you.
Yeah?
Yes,
So you're only on insulin now.
Only insulin.
And you're going to drop that too soon, I hope.
Yes, I'm dropping it as I go along and get more treatment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the listeners, people who are on insulin are much more difficult to treat. And in this case, it's kind of atypical that we can drop the insulin so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, we have to struggle a little.
Right.
People who are not on insulin, on all hypoglycemic, on pills, are much easier to treat.
Right.
So do not let your disease progress to the point that you need insulin. Come early.
Why is it that it's easier to treat?
It's just that the pancreas become weaker and weaker.
When you take the insulin.
Yeah, when you have the disease for a longer time,
mm-hmm.
then the body degenerates. So
mm-hmm.
every disease, prevention is the best medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, doctor, I was on oral medication and insulin for the diabetes.
Oh.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
So we dropped the oral medication, right?
All medication is dropped.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Insulin.
That's fantastic.
Oh, Edith, that's great.
We'll have you back couple of months, and hopefully by then, I'm quite sure that you would not need the insulin by then.
Mm-hmm.
And prove that diabetes, high blood pressure, and all degenerative arthritis can be cured. Listen to this. They all can be cured.
Well, Edith, thanks for calling today.
Doctor, I want to thank you. You're the only one that ever gave me any encouragement and hope.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That I can cure your problem.
Right.
I'm very thankful for that.
I don't make any guarantees, but I'm very sincere about saying that.
Okay.
And your family is very, very informed and knowledgeable.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Edith, have a great weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Edith from Laguna Hills. Her brother-in-law was actually on our show 2 weeks ago talking about his mother. And now she's on our show telling us about her 20 years of high blood pressure, 7 years of diabetes, neck and shoulder, knee, severe pain for 1 year, 4 treatments, and she's dropped her medication. She's dropped her insulin from 44 units to 25. Her blood sugar has dropped. Her high blood pressure has dropped. These results are a little atypical, right? How fast you cured her?
Yes, usually it will take a little longer.
Mm-hmm. Maybe yes. Because their family, they'll probably eat better.
Yes, they have a very good lifestyle.
Right. They know what to put
that's
in their
right.
body.
Yes, yes.
So that's probably
one of
them
is very, very knowledgeable,
right.
So is their brother.
Yeah, so they probably know better how to...
And they are here to our recommendation much better.
Right.
Whereas
the
typical patient...
You tell them not to eat spicy foods and they do.
Yeah. Like Julie Lennon, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Calls for an appointment, 714-556-8664. If you call us today before 2, you will receive a free gift, so call us. We're going to have a little segment today. It's called the Thoughts of the Week, or as Dr. Fuller would like to say.
Let's call it the Embarrassing Moments in Modern Medicine.
The Register, July 18th, a couple of days ago, there's a study that found smokers save government's money.
Yes. Let's see, how do they do that?
Because researchers looked at the Czech Republic and concluded its government saved $30 million in 1999 because it did not have to support house and care for smokers who died prematurely from tobacco-related illnesses.
Wow. I think this is the same reason one of our commentators say that drugs similarly save the government millions and millions of dollars because it kills people and they die prematurely. Okay. Number one is that why do the government have the responsibility to support all the people that are wounding themselves? And you save money by killing people? That is embarrassing. That is very embarrassing, and I'm very embarrassed.
It's almost embarrassing to print something like
that. And, you know, that's all research money, doing all the kind of research. And research, that is why researchers never want to know the truth, okay? It's a dynamite, gold mine, bonanza, bunch of money. And every research end up with the conclusion, more research are needed. Research, they got so much money, they can get their name up in the journal and become famous. But most of the research know nothing. Sorry to say that, okay? They really don't know what causes disease or cure disease. All the research we do will never end up with the results that we are showing on this show.
There are indirect positive effects of early death.
That's right. Here's another embarrassing moment, okay? Prophylactic mastectomy. Proof in research. Here's an answer. Prophylactic mastectomy on young ladies prove that they can decrease the chance of cancer.
That is just, to me...
That's like a car mechanic do a carburetorectomy to prevent problem with carburetors.
It's sad. I mean, how old are these girls? Are they teenagers?
If you consider 30 years ago, breast cancer is unheard of. Today there's a lot of breast cancer, you know. How about 20, 30 years from now there's even more? And if we do this here, half the female we see in the street, they have no breasts. Wow, that is very, thanks to modern medicine. Okay, what do we do? What do we do is the same approach for Alzheimer's. What happened to Ronald Reagan's descendant happened to be elected president to prevent Alzheimer's? For our new president, we took out the brain. Now we got a president with no brain.
This is just...
And then we got a vice president on a pacemaker. The pacemaker will slow down the heart when the heart races too fast. But there's reason why the heart races fast.
Right.
When you get excited, when you have a dangerous situation.
When you have to run for a bear.
That's right. So we got a vice president that cannot get excited or that cannot react to exciting moments. Wow.
This is just... It's sad, I think.
It's embarrassing, like sad. Sad and embarrassing. Well, I think I want to continue our discussion on stem cell research. Okay. Last time we said that why it's not good is number one, holds the rejection reaction is nature's very clear message to us that we are doing something very wrong. So to prevent this natural reaction, rejection, we put the sick person on toxic chemotherapies. So the most patients need to take very toxic drugs. That makes them weaker. Now, what happens if it works? If it works, it's not due to the transplant. It's due to the body's own healing power. Mm-hmm. And I want to explain this by talking about symptom versus cause. If the body failed to produce the right amount of white cells, you see in leukemia, that is what is wrong. If more cells are not producing dopamine, as in Parkinson's disease, that is what's wrong, okay? But we need to treat why it happened.
Right.
Okay? We need to restore function, like I say, make the body, get the body back on its own feet, doing its own thing. We should not take over the task of the cells. Why the stem cell in the person not differentiate in the right amount is the cause. What happened is the symptom. We're still chasing symptom. We're
right.
still chasing symptom. All these scientists couldn't even distinguish symptom versus cause. So,
well, there's also the controversy over cloning in order
that's
to bring
right.
these stem cells.
The biggest question is an embryo a living human? Okay. I think we all agree that a human has two parts. A mechanical part we call body, a spiritual and mental invisible part we call the mind and spirit. Okay? On each stage of the physical body is different. From a single cell all the way to a living human, grown human is different. So we cannot identify the human by complete, by physical part. Okay? But all the memories, personality, are pretty much permanent, and that is really the true identity of human. We'll talk more about that next time,
right.
Because it's very, very sad that our congressmen are succumbing to the pressure of the lobbyists and now recommend federal research fund for stem cell in embryo.
Well, there are alternatives, I think.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll continue that next week. I hope you enjoyed our show. Next week we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a fantastic weekend.
Dr. Tong believes any chronic degenerative disease can be cured. Call him at 714-556-8664 to get relief naturally using your body or get information and email at drtong.com. Again, the number to set an appointment is 714-556-8664. Coming up next, Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith on the Christian Radio University, KBright, AM 740.